Welcome to the Nobody Gets This podcast with your host, Tony Zamboni and DJ J Flo.
Studio audience in full effect. Thank you for joining us.
Yep. Full effect. Big Phil in the back. What up, Phil?
I was just telling somebody about Big Phil. Yeah.
How special he is.
No, I said it's... We were actually talking about Big Phil, and I said, oh, well, J-Flo talks about him a lot on our podcast. So here we are.
Yeah, buddy.
Welcome. It's the Nobody Gets This podcast. I'm Tony Zamboni.
And it's your boy.
Now, wait, now last time you just said it. You told me to introduce you.
Let's do it again. Introduce me.
And right next to me is...
It's your boy, J-Flo. What up?
Ew. He was right. Stop it. In a rare turn of events, I told the one over here that I'm going to drive the bus tonight.
They did. Like, I didn't have nothing to talk about. I have my little list.
No, you probably got...
I'm my list.
Now, you have to remember, sometimes the things that I want to talk about, they cross over.
Okay.
I have a feeling there's a few things that'll cross
over. I don't
know.
I just hope you come with the topics and something that I'm going to talk about. Then you drive the bus.
Well, my first topic isn't really a long topic, but when the cable goes out, it is the worst.
The worst. It's almost like
a hype man all of a sudden.
I am.
I'm just going to repeat the last two words I said.
Yep. Some people need cheerleaders in life. Some people. Don't make me start.
This ain't therapy.
It ain't therapy, but, you know, it's like that one friend we have where his girl always popped up on the first post that he's like, yeah, babe. And then we had another friend that
is doing too much.
Doing too much.
A little extra.
Extra. Just be like. Every time
like
he says
the world
something.
Don't need to see everything.
Yep.
Or hear everything.
Yep. Some people probably think about us like that, but you know what? I don't care. But at least mine is like consistent. A consistent cheerleader. If I cheerlead for somebody. Not that every once in a while cheerleader.
Oh, one of those.
Or the backup singer. That one friend we got. Significant other always cheerleads.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. So a couple weeks, actually probably about a month ago, the cable company that we have, I'm going to only address them as Buckeye Cable System.
Buckeye Cable.
they informed all the customers in our neighborhood, in our little subdivision, that we would be receiving... That's a good track.
This track is hot. I was about to interrupt your thought to say, pump this shit.
Oh, there goes the explicit warning again. No, you don't get that this time.
Oh.
I'll tell you, our good friend, the Chief, is kind of upset that it came back.
Sorry, Chief.
In fact, he made a little comedy. He's like, man, I just don't like that sound. I don't like it.
Just keep listening, please.
Anyway, so they said they would install, they're going to be upgrading our neighborhood and other neighborhoods in the city to fiber optic internet, which is the fastest internet you can get right now.
Okay.
And so they said they're going to be coming in doing some work. So they came in and did some work and they've been digging holes and stuff like that. And, you know, whatever, they come in, they go. Well, one day we left the house and it was fine. Come back and there's nothing. Nothing's happening. Nothing's going on. And so I'm like, okay. I'll just reset the router. So we reset the router. Nothing happened. Turn on the TV. Nothing happened. No signal. No nothing. Now, keep in mind, we do not have cable for our entertainment options. We just have the internet.
Dessert.
Because we stream now a lot.
Scream.
We use YouTube TV. Got other things that we stream. Anyway, so we can't figure out what's wrong. Called the company. They're like, you're not getting a signal. And I said, okay, is there something you can reset? Can you? And they basically could not tell me the specific problem because I thought it might be the modem. Is the modem getting a signal or is the house not getting a signal? Speaking of house.
Hey, come on.
So they said, well, we'll get it. This is a Friday, by the way. They said, well, you can go buy a new modem. So I went and I bought a new modem to test it. Went all the way out to God's green earth because they didn't have any near us.
God's green earth.
Came all the way back, plugged it in, called them back up. Nothing happened again. So they're like, okay, well, we'll get a tech out the next day. Dude came out first thing in the morning, which was great. And he confirmed what we had thought all along. When they did the work on Friday, this is, by the way, mid-install. They had already done some stuff. Cut the damn line. Every other house in the neighborhood had internet except us.
Yep.
And here we are, like, looking at each other, like, now what do we do? Because we had to talk to each other.
I was trying to watch something on TV, too. And, you know, I don't much watch TV, but I was like, this TV. Oh, no, it wasn't. I was here cleaning. That's what it was. I was here cleaning, and I tried to turn the Sonos on.
Well, the fun part
and
is.
It didn't work.
The fun part was, when I called, I said, do you know what time, like, we lost the signal? And he's like, oh, probably around 10:30. So I got a notification on the Ring cam that there were people outside in front. Sure enough, there they saw them pull up. I didn't see them actually do it, but I saw them pull up, so I knew they were working, and that confirmed it. Cut the line. No internet for 2 days. They fixed it, though. Now we have a line running across our yard that has to be buried, that who knows when they're going to come and do that. But 2 days without the internet. You want to talk about first world problems.
First world problems. I felt like the kids when I used to work in a hotel. Kids would come and the internet was down. They have a whole meltdown. I felt like that was happening in this house.
We had to go outside and play in the street. Wait for the street lights to come on and come back in.
Wait till the street lights came on. Yeah.
I think the worst part was looking at each other and having to like talk to each other.
I ain't got no problem talking. You don't want like that.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
Well, I hope it was, because let me start reading you.
It was a joke, but
A to Z.
Now you just made me lose my thought. I had this all planned out. We had to look at each other. Oh, but then we were using our cell phones to do simple things like Facebook, connect with friends, whatever, and then Verizon service in our area already sucked.
Down.
So then trying to use that for the internet and for everything else, it was awful.
Yeah.
Again, first world problems. I'm just letting you know.
Isn't that crazy how we have come, what's the word, succumb to this?
Aw, you used the right word.
Did I?
Succumb.
That was a big word for me. But yeah, I mean, people are dependent on phones. I mean, you got it in your pocket. It's almost like addiction. Everybody has the same addiction. You think about it.
Yes. And I couldn't believe how much we love the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Because it like powers everything in the home now. You know, you got your Wi-Fi, your camera, your computer, your laptop. I like to decompress at night on the laptop. I like to watch YouTube. My guilty pleasure is paying for YouTube Premium, so I don't have to look at the ads because I'm on YouTube all the time. I love me some YouTube.
I didn't know you were doing that.
YouTube, yeah, you knew that.
When?
A long time ago. It's $12 a month.
Okay.
Big deal. I think that's cheap.
That's a 2 cheeseburger meal.
Okay. Exactly. Have you seen their prices lately? That's more like a 1 cheeseburger meal. The damn price is out of control. Mm. Anyway, so if you lose your internet, be prepared to talk to each other and reconnect. Perhaps reconnect with each other, right? get to know each other again.
Get to know each other again.
With or without clothes.
Oh.
I get what if I can't see the words, I don't know. I'm trying, y'all.
What if I can't see the words, I don't know.
Patty!
Come on, Patty! But this is my song. I get in the feels for this song.
Poor Patty.
Poor Patty.
Poor Patty.
Poor Patty. I'm about to get on the soapbox, but go ahead.
The BET Awards this week on Sunday night. So she I thought later here again. I get what if I can't see the words, I don't know. I'm trying. She's not trying. So she's doing this tribute to Tina Turner and she's singing Simply the Best. She loses the words. It's like I don't want to make fun of people, but you know what? I will, because on the TV show that, you know, I was on, Real Milwaukee, back in the day, my co-host Cassandra McShepherd loved to see people trip and fall, and she would admit it. She's like, I can't help it when people trip or they fall. She's like, I can't stop laughing about it. And I'm with her on this one. This woman, as wonderful as she is, I don't think it should have been having Miss Patty doing a tribute to Tina Turner. Because, I don't know, the last time she was on stage, didn't she throw up? She threw up. She threw up on stage once before.
Yeah.
And then didn't she forget the words like some other time too?
She did something like that.
So they asked her to come back and forget the words again?
Which is a shame. So I'm not going to go into all, but a friend of mine said that on a Facebook, said, if that was
said
a tribute, I got a lot to say, but if that was a tribute to like Celine Dion or somebody or Cher, somebody like that, that artist would have known the words. Shame on you, Patty.
Ooh.
Shame on Auntie Patty. T.T. Patty done got up there and embarrassed us not knowing the words to Cousin Tina's song. And I don't, like, know a lot of lyrics, but I tell you what.
I would have nailed those.
They should have been in practice. How long she been gone? And they should have been. They knew this was coming. This day was coming. And she didn't know the words. Come on now.
Well, and then the articles that came out Monday were like, she admits that she was sick.
Sick?
I'm like, sick of what?
Sick of what?
Glaucoma? Because you can't see the prompter?
Can't see. She should have knew the words. That's just like going to church.
Baby.
You don't have choir rehearsal. You did not get up there with no book, read no lyrics Sunday morning or looking at no phone.
You know, recently, I think the last time, remember when we sat behind Bon Jovi? And had the butt shot the entire concert. It was a really unique setup. And I was aghast at the prompter buried in the stage. Do you remember that?
I do.
The teleprompter was buried in the stage in three different places so that if he looked down and forgot the words were there on the teleprompter. Now, that was the first time I've ever seen that. I didn't realize artists did that on their actual like concerts and tours, but they do. And I guess it just depends on where you're sitting. You would never know it was there, but man... So I was like, oh, damn, John Bon Jovi don't know the words to his... So my point with that is... Yeah, Michael McDonald action. I feel like I'm at the dentist office.
As a dentist is talking to you, so how was your day today?
Right. So I'm thinking to myself, they already know Patty can't handle this kind of pressure. So why wouldn't they just put the teleprompters on the stage?
Mm-hmm.
Because they've already done that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's precedent set for it to be there.
There are too
knowing
many.
Knowing she would mess it up. It's kind of like Mariah Carey. They should have. When Mariah Carey performs live on New Year's Eve anytime going forward.
Had a track ready.
Dude, teleprompter right there and a backup track.
Yep. But this is this just makes sense, y'all. She did that.
I'm surprised you're not more fired up about it.
I am fired up. I just can't say what I want to say because you might have to hit the edit button.
Well, we're already marked explicit now because you said a swear word earlier.
Dang, so. Did I?
Yes.
But, I mean, it's...
Just don't go too explicit.
It's just, come on now. Like, this is ridiculous.
That's it?
That's all I'm going to say.
I'm, like, excited because I was like, oh, he's going to say something, like, totally...
crazy.
Totally crazy that the people want to hear, and then you don't say anything.
It's just say it. Rest in peace, Tina. Couldn't Tina. Because Auntie Patty done messed that song.
Patty! Yeah.
But I'm really upset that they didn't, I mean, we did this whole little tribute on BET, but we didn't even get to go to her funeral.
That we didn't get to go to her funeral?
We didn't.
Were we invited? Was anybody invited?
I think,
she did it in what, Scotland?
No. Yeah, but I think Cousin Oprah and...
Switzerland?
And Cousin Tyler went.
Dude, Oprah goes to everything. Oprah is everything to everyone. Oprah can do no wrong. Oprah bought a stranger a book in a bookstore the other day on TikTok. I was watching and she like either was part of her Oprah's book club or I know she didn't author it, but like this woman was like, or this guy was at the counter and she was like, do you want my book? I'll buy this book for you. It wasn't her book now that I think about it, but it was signed by the author. And the white guy's like, okay. It's almost like he didn't even know it was Oprah. He's just like, okay. Probably thinking in the back of his head like we do nowadays, you weirdo. Right?
Right.
Weirdo. Bring bring this theme back. This is breaking news. It just happened today, so we're going to talk about it.
Talk about it. Tell us how you feel, Tony.
The hype man?
Yes, sir. I'm back.
I don't need it right now.
You don't?
I don't.
Okay, I think you're going to be in your feathers on this one.
Shush.
Okay.
It was just announced today.
Just announced.
Stop it.
Okay.
It was just announced that when Pat Sajak retires next year, freaking Ryan Seacrest will take over as host.
Can I cuss?
You can now.
That's some bullshit, Tony.
I am legit angry about this. Now, I'm not necessarily angry because it's Ryan Seacrest. I'm angry because I didn't even get a chance to audition.
Like, what was
it's like my dream job to host the Wheel of Fortune, and there was like no audition notice. No, my agent didn't call me and say
where was the application to apply at.
Didn't say I got you a I got you an audition. Nothing.
Yep. Nothing.
They just randomly announced Ryan Seacrest. So then back in my mind, I'm like, what else is Ryan Seacrest going to take away from us? Dude is in everything. His little fingers are in everything.
It's in everything, and I mean, good up for him. I mean, bless up. But, bro, like, some of that stuff like that, I'm over it. I'm over him. Stay in the background somewhere. Keep producing or whatever you do. But it's kind of like,
As a former radio guy, I'm not going to give him any crap for actually making something of himself and being successful. That's the hustle.
Not at all.
The hustle is not what I'm mad at.
The hustle is real.
I'm more mad at him because he's annoying.
I can't see him on that show doing it.
How's he going to start it? This is Wheel of Fortune.
Hell no.
And we're going to play the prize round
right after this. Man.
And the grand prize round is coming up after the break.
You really thought about this one, didn't you?
No, it just got me. I was just mad all day.
It's annoying.
All day. It's annoying. I'm like, dude, seriously, don't get me wrong. It's like a Swift moment, right? Like, I don't hate the player. Mm-hmm. No, I don't hate the game. I hate the player. That's what in this case. It's backwards. Taylor Swift, again, great writer. Writes catchy music. Just isn't a good singer. She's not a great singer. Not a great singer. I'll say it again.
Don't come for him, Swifties.
Don't come for me. She's a good singer.
Right.
She's not a great singer.
Right, right.
But she writes great songs that even I enjoy. I do enjoy them a lot. In fact, I literally, it's going to sound, I'm not a Swiftie, but I did tell Apple Music to play Bad Blood the other day in the car because I was like, I miss that song.
What were you feeling?
I don't know. Some kind of way. You know, instead of seeing a psychiatrist, therapist, I actually just tell Apple Music to play songs that I know I probably hate.
I ain't even mad at you.
But something subliminally in my mind tells me that if I play it, I will feel better, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, I play Hurricane Chris this morning.
What the hell is Hurricane Chris?
Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Oh. Oh, hey, what's baby. That? What's the one I like? Do 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 do.
That's Lil Somebody. Do, do. What's his name? Lil Twerk. Do, Lil Jerk.
It's not Lil. Wait, I gotta look it up now. It's not Lil Baby. Oh, I know who it is. I just found it. I just found it. I just found it. Hang on. Hang on. That's not the song. It's this one. Here we go.
Lil Uzi Vert. I just want to rock. Body of the yacht. This is my cut.
Yeah.
Damn. You know the dance to this?
There's a dance to it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I'm blowing out your
TikTok.
Sorry if I'm blowing out your speakers, by the way.
Project.
Are you gonna do the dance? Are you doing it now? Oh my god, if we had a video podcast. Why are you wiggling like you got something in your pants?
Because that's what they do. You got to look up the video on TikTok.
I'm not going to play it anymore. This song is 2 minutes and 24 seconds long.
That's it. It turns up.
2 minutes.
I done seen this song performed, but DJs played it at two events I went to, and the people turned all the way up for two minutes.
Was he, did he have stuff out before TikTok, or did TikTok make him famous?
No, Lil Uzi Vert,
that I would know?
Nothing. You on white TikTok? I keep telling you.
I am. So. I'm on white talk. He's on black talk. It's just the way it goes. But,
right.
I like that song though, and I think I like the MC make another hit.
Right. Right.
I don't know what it is about it, and it's like the disjointed. What do they call it? I'm a musician. I should know this. Iamic pentameter? Tamer?
We might want to just skip that word.
Why?
Because you don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. I'll just move on then.
I'll move on.
No matter your sin, you're welcome here. No matter your desire, you're welcome here. For this is more than a nightclub. The Moulin Rouge is a state of mind.
So we went to, we were treated.
Yes.
We were treated to a little show last week. Weren't we?
Yes, I was.
What show did we go see?
The Moulin Rouge.
Why are you shouting?
I don't know. I just felt like it.
We went to go see Moulin Rouge the musical.
I felt like I was the opening act and I used to yell it out like, this is where we at.
You are not.
Oh. But yeah, we went to go see the Moulin Rouge. I was treated again, you know. A lot of people think I get treated a lot, but I was treated and surprised. We were surprised, but met up with the bestie Corey and was surprised to see him. We had a little lunch before.
Brunch.
A little brunch.
The brunch because
it was on a Sunday, so we had the brunch. It was very good.
It was the brunch, honey. Yes. It's the brunch before the show, honey.
Brunch before the show.
Brunch before the show, honey.
Because you don't want to go to boo-boo and the show.
Well, everybody had to boo-boo before going to the show because, you sit down, you don't want to get up.
You didn't want to get up. But it was a good show. I mean, from the time we walked in, you know, the people walking around with please don't record signs and all that stuff like that, because the actual show is kind of going on, get you in the mood and get you in the atmosphere for what's getting ready to happen. So it was a good show. I really appreciated it. Thank you.
It was...
Thank you for the tickets.
If you have seen the movie, did you ever see the movie when it came out?
I've seen the movie, but I vaguely remember it.
So if you saw the movie by Baz Luhrmann many years ago, it is the same. It's based on that movie, and it has obviously some liberties taken. But the difference between the movie and the musical is that they've modernized it with modern music, because it had mashups in that version.
Correct.
Of songs of that time, but they twisted it a little bit. There's some 80s in there. There's some current songs, but you know, it's a little sexy, a little sultry.
Mm-hmm.
And the opening of the show before you go in, it's basically the stage is already set and you're in the Moulin Rouge. And even on Broadway, the Broadway one's even cooler because like the set kind of comes out into the audience. But anyway, they're wearing their gitchy get up.
Geesh.
And they're just kind of like, rubbing up on each other and like staring at people in the audience. And that's why they probably don't want you to take pictures, because the performers are already on stage. So maybe perhaps it's considered a performance already. I don't know.
Correct.
Anyway, I was kind of PO'd because I was like, and these old ladies, these poor old lady volunteer ushers with their big signs walking up and down the aisle.
No photos.
Hi, put your phone away, please. I said, I am texting someone. Put your phone away, please. I'm not taking a freaking photo. Anyway, the show's really, really good. It's on tour right now. It's one of the shows I've always wanted to see and finally got a chance to see it. It's a story of love.
Yep.
It's got conflict, death.
I got choked up at the end, though. I mean,
the ending was really good.
The sound in the theater was poor, but I still got the gist of it. And then that ending, I was one... If one more thing would have happened, I think
you would have fell out.
Fell out.
Lord Jesus, help me! What, Lord?
What is it that, Lord?
Well, thank you for giving away the ending. That's literally how it ends. Is your auntie's going,
"Why, Lord? Why, Jesus?
Oh, Jesus?"
Anyway, if you saw the movie, you already know how it ends. So it's not a spoiler alert.
Yeah, trying to jump in a casket with her. It's going down.
Shut up.
Let me in.
Shut up. You're too much. So if you get the chance to see Lady Marmalade, not Lady Marmalade, Moulin Rouge.
Oh, what
Lady
you
Marmalade, the musical. It's water, actually. Mm. You get to see this in town, in person. Go see it. Now, the reason why it probably sounds like we're going to all these things back to back is because I bought tickets like last year and
for
these
real?
Shows are all coming now.
Oh.
So, because remember Queen Bee?
Yep.
Queen Bee in just a few weeks and then Pink in November.
I think I'm going to go see Nelly.
All right, you go see Nelly. I'm over Nelly. Mm. You have to understand, when I was in radio, we played Hot in Her so much. That I'm just done.
Right, but still, when you go to the concert, it's just like he came out new. It's so good. Nelly is so good and always packs the house. So I think I want to go see Nelly. Anybody want to go see Nelly with me? Let me know.
Go see it.
I'm getting two tickets.
I'm not going. Okay, we're gonna get a little darker now, but I'm gonna play some beats behind it. I want to talk about this submarine here for a second. I know the whole world's talking about it. I don't want to talk about it, though, in the sense that, like, we're going to talk about what happened. I don't care about what happened. I mean, I don't even know how I feel about it. However, I wanted to talk about this because, you know, these guys, like, have all this money. They went and did this thing. They died. Mm-hmm. They died, right? Doing something stupid.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody told them it was stupid. And what's crazy is now all this attention is on that it was stupid. But it was done stupid when they started years ago, mm-hmm. and people apparently told them it was stupid, and he kept doing it, and now he met his fate along with some innocent people who probably didn't need to go with him. Anyway, and then on TikTok, somebody was telling or did a story about how the money, like they paid what was it, $250,000, $200,000,
something like that,
to go down there. And if you're a billionaire, it's like us buying two Starbucks lattes. Because if you have that much money and you just toss that away, that's like what it's like to them. It's just so small in their grand scheme of things. So we shouldn't really be shocked that they paid that much, or at the amount rather, when you consider the balance of anyway. So they all said it was stupid, right? Okay, I'm thinking to myself, I learned something at work. So we did a safety training, and in that safety training, it's funny. The instructor basically said, before you do anything that's questionable, pause and think about what you're about to do and if it's the right choice. Those might not be the exact words, but I distinctly remember that comment. And sure enough, I started using that in my daily life. So for example, let's say you're about to go out to the car in the morning and you have all these things, right? You want to carry your purse, your bag, your coffee, your laptop bag, maybe. Perhaps you have a lunch. And all of it is awkward because none of it fits together. It's all in these steps. But you decide to take it all in your hands. And the minute you open the car door, everything goes flying. There's coffee all over the place. And you're like, why the hell did I just do that? That's exactly what I'm getting at. So instead of doing that, you take everything one by one. So like, okay, I can take my backpack and then I have a free hand to open the car door. So I'll open the car door and then I'll put my backpack in. Then I'll go back for the other things. And one by one or two, if the doors are already open, I'll go and do that. So I guess my point is, if you knew you're doing something stupid, why did your brain go, are you sure you want to do this? And you just decided, I'm going to do it anyway. I don't get it.
That's a whole sermon. Preacher.
But doesn't that make sense? You're going to think about this now. You're welcome, by the way. I'm Tony, your therapist, not you, Jeff. I'm just everybody who's listening. The two people that are listening from Germany. Make sure that when you are about to do something risky or sketchy, I would say even home improvement is the same way.
Correct.
Because like if before you climb on that ladder, and you're like, I'm going to get this real quick. No, no, no. Stop. Look at the position of the ladder. Can you really make it up there? Where is your spotter? Are the conditions met so that it's safe? All of those things. Like, I live by that now. It's so bizarre. And I know you have nothing to say now. Apparently that wasn't a sexy enough topic for you.
It wasn't even about being sexy. Like, you said it all. Like, you gave a whole stop and think. A lot of people aren't stopping and thinking it and making no decisions. I mean, they read the waiver, and the waiver said that, I mean, basically, like, they could die.
It mentioned death like four times.
And then this kid, it seems like this kid was kind of pressured into it. So now, not only is mom is missing a husband, but she's missing a son as well. And then the amount of money that these people have, I get it. They worked hard for this and were still working hard for this. And that's their money. They can blow it how they want to. But I don't know. I guess it's a once in a lifetime thing if that's what they want to look at it. But I could have just taken that money and my billions and blessed everybody with something in the whole world. I got a billion people.
It's kind of also like with violence, you know, before, you know, you get into an argument with somebody in a club or wherever, and you decide, okay, I'm going to fight. And there's zero processing of that information because your brain automatically says, punch him in the face. It doesn't go, okay, if I punch him, I could go to jail. This could be on my record. I could, you know, social media with phones, everyone's going to have pictures of this, yada, yada, yada. Like, none of that crosses your mind. I guess it makes you irrational. When you're so focused and set on something, you just become completely irrational and you don't have normal thought. And I just still can't believe that they went down in this thing that was something someone just rigged together, wasn't of the materials that are suggested or recommended, and this is what happened.
But it went down before, right?
It's gone down and up several times, but the thing is, it contracted and expanded, and you know the material, the carbon fiber. Is not strong with external pressure. It's good with internal pressure. That's why airplanes are made with carbon fiber now. Some of them are, because the pressure it can contain the pressure inside, but it cannot maintain the pressure outside. That's why they do well up in the air and not under the water.
It's sad.
It's kind of like it's just like they inspect airplanes from, like, they have all those landings and takeoffs, right? And they change pressure and forces. And so they look for all these little cracks and things like that, and they replace them. But that's expected. They build them knowing that that's what it's going to do. This dude just said, I'm just going to build it different. It's built different. And he just said, like, we're going to do this, and I don't really care about the risks. And now these interviews come out, and the dude's just like, he's all kinds of cray cray. Like, he looked normal, but he, like, just saying all these things, like, I'm breaking the rules and I don't care.
And now you just caused other people's lives. Who's going to pay for this?
I don't know. We just have to follow the news and watch, because I think that's one of the things we're trying to figure out.
And I think the other thing is these people getting into I've never been in a submarine. I don't know how even the Navy, Army, Navy, wherever, who has the submarines out there. The Navy. Fact that they locked it from the outside. Mm-hmm. Like, this ain't one of those things where they had something to lock it from the inside, like a plane. Mm-mm. They let the locker, you locking me in? Mm-hmm. No, ma'am. No. No, you can't do that to me. You locking me in so we can be anywhere. And in order for me to get out, you have to be outside to unlock me.
Yes. I didn't like that the door, when it's shut, like, doesn't have like a... You know, like on submarines, you got the wheel that you spin to lock it all in place. They don't. They bolt it from the outside, and it had like no seal. Like, no, I guess our brains want it to be like a rubber seal that, you know, but that's going to do any good. But they have a vacuum. It was a vacuum that they started, or it created a vacuum inside that sealed the door shut and wouldn't let it open. I mean, I get on the submarine. What's the Nemo submarine at Disneyland?
Correct.
And I'm claustrophobic in there. And I know that half of it's fake, but I'm only like, you know, 3 feet underwater, and I still don't like it. I can't even imagine. But anyway, so the moral of the story is their horrible incident is a good reminder / suggestion. And based on my safety training at work,
okay,
that before you do anything that's questionable, think about it for 2 seconds. It takes you 2 seconds to realize I should not take this coffee with the other things I'm grabbing right now. Or I should not pick up the phone that slid on the floor while I'm driving. I shouldn't even be using the phone while I'm driving. But the phone sliding on the floor and you lean over to get it while you're driving. No.
Were you talking to me?
No. I just general statement.
I mean, the way you were saying that and looking at me, I think I felt convicted.
You're the
okay.
co-host of the show. I have to look at you.
Oh, Jesus. Is that what it is?
Did you want me to look at this way?
I ain't saying look that way, but like,
I'm looking at
the
wall.
If y'all can see what he was just talking to me, like he was talking about me, but.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get off of this. You'll like this one because honey, we can talk about self-checkout for a second.
Ciao.
So all these stores are getting self-checkout lanes. And it's, I think it's, I hate when people, and I know your sister does this.
I ain't paying my salary. I'm not paid to work here. I don't work here.
Shut up. I'm not saying that directly to your sister. I'm saying that.
I'm saying everybody and stay your ass in line then.
So I would rather check myself out. It's faster. I would rather not talk to anyone and just get my shopping done and leave. However, my point with this is grocery self-checkout. Specifically, I don't get why people are so slow.
Oh my God. You better say that.
Oh, there it is.
Let's go. Let's go. I want to get up myself and go and bag it for them. Like, for real, for real. Let me do this for you. Because when I'm in here, I'm like in and out. I mean, for personal use, when I do my side hustles, when I'm in and out, I can have two or three people's different. And I pace myself and I watch, oop, where is these people that in line?
Preach.
And then... I have two orders. Sometimes I'm shopping for two different people, and I've done three people, and I've watched that cashier and watched the person that I would have been in behind, and I'm in and out. I'm not saying nothing. I mean, these people are probably providing great guest service, which these stores want. Miss Kathy's sitting up there, and she is talking to you. Hey, baby, how's your day? What you up to today? How many orders you got? All that stuff like that. We talking about each and everything. So I get that guest service part, but when I'm in that checkout line, that self-checkout, and I can do it faster than somebody else, that's where I am. But Martha, I need you to go over there, honey, or pick
Martha.
It up. Pick up your speed. You don't have to boop and then check the price and all that stuff like that. This is self-checkout. Let's go.
And
let's
here,
go.
Yeah, my point is when I go grocery shopping, I do it for my lunch. And some breakfast, maybe things that I have. And I literally might have 5 items in my hand. And then like these, because they have now, even though there are lanes that you can, that someone's working in, these people with these carts full of stuff just go into the self-checkout lane. I'm like, no, that's not how this works. But yet, like, they still do it. And I'm like, to your point, I could be like in and out of there in 2.2 seconds, but now I can't because they pick every item up and boop.
And I don't want to hear anybody comment about they need to hire more cashiers and this, that, and other, because it's not, this is the new world right here. It's not that you don't hire new cashiers and you don't fill all your check lanes. It's that people don't want to work and people aren't coming to work doing those jobs. So before you get on the management staff and all those people about hiring and stuff like that, maybe you should hire more people. No, we've hired those people. But the person quit yesterday, and don't give me that it's bad management and this, that, and other, because it ain't bad management. All management ain't bad. People just these days don't want to work. I've been in this business a long time, and just to, don't make me, I'm going in. I'm sorry.
Thanks for bringing the mood way down. I thought the submarine topic was a little moody.
Hey, I didn't mean to do that, but okay, what you talking about?
Okay. I will give you a hug after this. My God. So here's what I propose. Okay. Tell me if I'm crazy.
Okay.
Tell me if I am crazy. So y'all remember the checkout lines, and this used to be in all retailers everywhere, 10 items or less?
Correct.
There should be several self-checkout items or checkout lanes that are 10 items or less.
I agree with that.
I don't... Some.
Some.
You
some.
Already don't have somebody staffed there, so just make 10 of them 10 items or less and make the other 10 full whatever you want.
I can agree with that. I can get down with that.
You know how many people like I see even around me that like are just in and out kind of Kroger shoppers,
mm-hmm.
or your Meijer or your Pick and Save, wherever you go,
mm-hmm.
Roundies,
Aldi's, Walmart's,
not the Walmart's,
the Walmart's.
So yeah, I think that they need that my suggestion, which nobody will take because nobody puts their shopping carts back either, and nobody gets this. See what I did there? But no one, they still probably won't follow it. But I think 10 items or less is fair.
Yeah.
Most stores.
Yeah.
For
most stores. At least if you have a 12 item, I mean, I've seen 12 self-checkouts. I've seen six. Three could be 10 items or less because those people have to get in. I mean, let them get in and get out. And they would prefer, a lot of them rather prefer going to a self-checkout. I mean, when I go to Audi, they have new self-checkouts there, too, and I'm in and out
because yeah.
I only got to pick up a couple things.
The only thing I don't like about those self-checkouts is if you have a coupon, like, it'll let you scan it, and then mm-hmm. they have to, like, come and verify it. It's like, okay. But, like, it's not even just taking the coupons. It's like, then they have to verify that it's... I don't know. I think that's the waste of time. And then that poor one person who's working has to bounce between, like, you know, 16 registers to check your stuff out.
Mm.
Anyway, if you're listening and you design checkout lanes for retail, 10 items or less, give me dedicated lines for 10 items or less, and I will love you forever.
That's not the people that design it. It's the stores.
Okay, stores. Are you listening? Corporate?
Stores executive.
Are you listening, corporate executives?
Right. Listen to the little people. We the one out there working. You in an office pushing papers trying to make this stuff in your head. But listen to the people.
We already know nobody's listening to this podcast, so, and nobody gets this, so why would a corporation be listening to us? Did you have a fun topic by chance?
You said it was all about you tonight.
I did, but my last one is kind of down, and I don't want to go down anymore.
Down? Let me pull up my list.
I struck something emotional inside you about the self-checkouts, and then I had the whole depressing submarine topic, and then Patti LaBelle ruined it for us off the top, so I'm
looking. You want to talk about something fun?
You promise it's gonna be fun?
Yeah. One real quick. Are you ready?
Wait, let me transition.
Okay, transition.
Let me see here. Is this
I mean, that's fine.
Okay, we can do that. Sure the music's okay we can do for that. You. All we right, go ahead.
That. It's not annoying to me. This is one of our regular jams. Let's talk about nicknames.
Nicknames. Okay. Okay.
Do I need to get the
bleep button?
You don't even have to get the bleep button. I mean, I'm not going to say certain names, but nicknames. I was just thinking about this, and I don't even know why, but we have nicknamed people, don't really know their real names, but if I say the nickname, you'll be like, oh, okay, and just laugh. My Uncle Duke. Let's talk about Uncle Duke.
I love Uncle Duke.
My Uncle Duke country, y'all. Love me some Uncle Duke. When Tony first got introduced to Uncle Duke, he was like, Uncle Duke real country. So he was like, what did he say? And I'm like, you understood? I understand everything. I've grown up with Uncle Duke. But Uncle Duke has this thing where he nicknames everybody. So you might not even know that person's real name, but he names everybody. Everybody got a nickname.
It's
so,
like your cousins, like Mookie and...
Tutu. Yo, Boop. Whoop.
Boop.
Whoop.
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 Just W-O-O?
T. Whoop.
Oh, Woot.
Uh-huh.
Woot.
Bo. Pimp.
Pimp?
Yep.
Who's Pimp?
My cousin Eric.
Why does he call him Pimp?
I'm telling you, I'm Bo.
Oh, you're who?
Bo.
Bo.
Yep.
Like B-E.
Like Bodine.
Okay.
So he called me Jeffro. Yeah, he called me Jeffro Bodine. And sometimes it'd be like
Jeffro Bodine.
Yep.
That never sounds like a radio name.
You never heard that
before.
Hey,
what's up? It's Jeffro Bodine, and here comes your afternoon traffic check.
Kiana, he called her Kanky Key. Andrea, he called Stank.
But you call her Stank too, because
don't call her my sister. Huh? I call her Stank because I want to call her Stank. Right. But anyways, so that's Uncle Duke, right? So, he nicknames everybody, but if you didn't know that person's name, oh, he had a friend named Choo Choo. Choo-choo train.
Do they like trains?
Train. We just called him Choo-choo. Right.
Sorry.
I still to this day don't know what Choo-choo name was. But when he said Choo-choo, you know who he was talking about, right? But I sat back and I laughed at nicknames that we have named people. And I started typing it. Even today, I thought about one because I was telling his story about how I met.
Do you have a safe one?
Yeah, the nurse.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the nurse.
The nurse.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes.
So I say the 100%. Nurse, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, there's no need for interpretation.
No need for interpretation. What it is. You know who I'm talking about, right? Yep. Fluffy.
Know exactly who that is.
Know who he's exactly, because we was in a store the other day. I said, Fluffy. There goes Fluffy. And he was like, oh, he's not Fluffy. Know exactly who I'm talking about. Bart, because Bart is the next thing I'm talking about.
Bart,
bark, bark.
Oh, bark like woof, woof,
woof, woof. Yes, bark, bark,
bark,
bark, bark, bark. Oh, my Lanta.
That is such an old soul saying.
Oh, baby, but when I say "ooh, oh my Lanta wearing me out," you exactly know who I'm talking about. It's like,
and
okay,
then I have to take some.
I had to take some too today because I'm burning
it
up.
It helps. It really does.
But then there's those common name people. I can't say the name, right? Don't say the name.
Don't.
Okay, but this the you got. We got several of these, but this one is pepperoni. You know.
Oh, Joe Pepperoni?
I'll
say it out loud.
You'll call it Joe Pepperoni.
He don't listen. He's always got his shirt off. And he looks like he has two pepperonis on his chest. And I say it to his face. He knows this already.
Joe Pepperoni.
He knows everybody calls him Joe Pepperoni.
Because you say, hey, did you see Joe? And you'd be like, Joe who?
Joe Pepperoni.
Like, nicknames, y'all. Nicknames.
You know what, though? I didn't want to know what people call us. They'll probably call me Fat Tony.
Probably call me Big Head Jeff.
Fat Tony, I would actually accept.
I accept Big Head Jeff,
Sounds very Italian. Fat. Hey, it's Fat Tony.
Set Big Head Jeff.
Did you go talk to Fat Tony today? did you have your conversation with Fat Tony?
Fat Tony.
You step on down to the cellar and talk to Fat Tony.
Fat
Tony will take care of you.
Okay, shut up, Fat. That's my nephew name, Fat.
Fat, yes.
And he ain't even fat.
Nope.
But he was a fat little
baby.
That's
why I always ask, like, why do you guys call him fat?
Because he was fat. We used to call him Fat Man.
Isn't
he was
every fat baby fat? Every baby is pretty fat when they're born.
Yeah, but we still call them fat.
That's why they call it Baby Fat.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a good rapper name.
Baby Fat.
Baby Fat.
Okay, oh! Bye. Right. But then there's there's Cody, right?
So it's we know several.
You know several Codys, so you have to put, say, cop in front of the other one.
Correct.
And then this other one I'm not going to say because he listened.
Don't.
He listened to us, but Little is in front of, because if I say the the first name, you'd be like, don't. And then I had to say Little, and you'd be like,
no, like, don't get, no. You can make people mad at us now.
So, nicknames. I love them. Do you have nicknames?
No.
Do you have nicknames for people that you
fat
know?
Tony.
That,
it's Fat
I mean,
Tony.
You know.
Crazy Linda.
Crazy Linda. Crazy, and her name ain't even Linda.
Nope. Crazy Linda.
Yeah.
But that's about all. I don't nickname many people. But unless they have the same name as somebody else, then you have to kind of discern between the two. But we do it as a term of endearment. It's definitely not mean in any way, shape, or form. It's just funny. It's how we keep track of people.
Yeah.
Now you got all of our friends listening going, oh my God, what do they call me? What do they call me?
Call me. I'll let you know. Send me a text.
Yeah,
I'll let you know.
Send JFlo a text.
Mm. Or just reply.
Or just not.
Reply to the screen. Let us know that you're listening.
Okay. Okay, we're going to wrap it up with a snack review.
Really?
I know. Yes. I just want to, it's a short one because we can't, the bag is empty.
The bag is empty. What bag? The bag I was playing with last night?
Yes.
follow me on TikTok.
You already saved
Snack
it though.
King.
I already knew it was gone. You didn't have to like rub the bag in my face.
Did my TikTok post yet?
I don't know, but if you follow the Snack King on TikTok, that's where all of his Snack King reviews are now.
The Snack King Jeff.
The Snack King Jeff. We'll put a link in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
So these Doritos you brought home, two varieties. One was ketchup, tangy ketchup Doritos. Awful. I like ketchup, the ketchup chips and all that, but not on Doritos. The texture or something was really weird off about it. But the other one.
Yes, sir. Come with it. Jesus. Come on with it.
Oh, Jesus, send me the Doritos. Spicy mustard Doritos.
Mustard.
If you can get your little paws on these bad boys, you need to get yourself the spicy mustard Doritos.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ooh,
come with it.
These are good.
Come with it.
And this isn't like, this is like the, kind of like the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
Bite.
Is that
mustard?
Hot mustard. That's what I said. I said McDonald's hot mustard at first.
It's not the Dusseldorf-y or French's like spicy mustard. No,
it's that. It's that.
Chinese restaurant hot mustard.
Yes, you taste that horseradishy sauce in there. I couldn't think about that when I was posting my video. I said McDonald's, but then after I thought about it, I was like, that's that Chinese hot mustard.
You are sending me, honey.
I'm going to tell you something else. I was in Kroger the other day, and I was going to buy some more of the bags. No, they didn't have it. That's where I got it from.
Because I looked, too, and I couldn't find it.
I had been seeing it, you know, going in and out of the stores.
If Myers or Walmart's has it.
I don't know. But they definitely are sold out at Kroger, and they had plenty of it. They had an end cap in the back. As soon as you walked in the door, there was a big display. That hot mustard Dorito is the bomb.
It's fire.
It's the truth. It's fire.
I don't say that about many chips.
Sir.
Like, I'll have a couple and I'll be like, oh, that's really good. This one, it's been a long time since I felt, the last time I felt that way was, what was the Lay's chip? It was a special flavor that I absolutely loved. It was, I want to say it was like maple. It had a maple something, Lay's. Yes, it was like maple syrup.
I don't know about that.
Chicken and waffles.
You did like that one.
That was the last time I fell in love with a potato chip. This is my new favorite, and I can't find it.
Yep.
So the other thing is, too, remember how I said the Old Bay...
Goldfish
crackers.
Yep.
No longer in the Kroger. I looked, couldn't find them.
Mm-hmm.
But our good friend Claire, back home in Milwaukee, found them and texted me the bag. Because they saw that we loved or heard that we loved them. So she went out and found them. She got them. Ate half the bag.
Right.
In the first sitting. Because they're that good.
Yes, sir.
And now I can't find them anymore.
Yes, sir. They are that good. Although, they are in and out.
Why are we not asking our dear friend, who literally works at the freaking Pepperidge Farm factory down the road.
I would call him, but he probably at work right now.
So tell him to like buy us a couple bags and send them.
Just take them right off the conveyor belt.
He could just take them off the line and put them in a Ziploc baggie and send them.
Mm-hmm. Send them. I go pick them up.
No, but they are those Doritos, spicy nacho or spicy mustard. If you can pick those up,
tangy ketchup is not. I mean, it's not good. It's tangy. I mean, it's just that it's tangy ketchup. It's like tangy ketchup.
It's ketchup flavor, but it's got a little spice to it.
It's not a good spice.
Look at us, we're on the same plane.
About time. I mean, you might can use those for nachos if you ever use Doritos, Waka Tacos, or something like that. You can probably use those for that. But no, I was even thinking about what Fat Jeff would dip those tangy hot mustard in. And I was thinking
that's
about
a hard one.
Could I put it in some
soy sauce?
You know, I'm some sour cream.
Sour cream's good with every potato chip though, because it's potato based.
Oh, I didn't even think about that, but yeah, sour cream.
So if you
wonder what that would be good if I dip that with some that might be fire. Get some good ground beef, some good seasoned ground beef and cheese. Oh.
With what? Which ones? The mustard ones?
Yeah.
Oh.
Give me a little bowl of ground beef, like taco meat, fajita meat, stuff like that, and just...
If you can find them.
Oh, that's the problem.
That is the problem. I'm still trying to find... Uh-oh.
Guess what?
Chicken butt?
I got a guy that works for me that, guess what? He's my Frito.
I was going to say, don't you know a Frito-Lay rep
I
that
do.
Can like, answer that question for
I
us?
I do.
Is Doritos Frito-Lay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, guess what? Thursday, I will be talking to him.
Do you know what else is Frito-Lay?
What?
Fritos, and they smell like feet.
So good. Fritos are classic. So good. Like, so good.
Why am I hearing music?
Because my phone, I was trying to see if my TikTok had uploaded.
All right.
And it's playing somebody else's TikTok. I got 75%. I started loading this TikTok last night.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
We're going to wrap it up now.
Oh.
So, unofficial snacking review. Go get the Doritos spicy mustard if you can find them.
Hot mustard.
Hot mustard. Hot mustard. I keep saying spicy. Mustard.
Right.
Follow the Snack King Jeff on TikTok for official Snack King reviews that are not talked about here on the show.
Yeah.
Follow us on social media. That's a joke now, isn't
it? Just go ahead and say it. Somebody one day is going to pick it up.
One day. Maybe more people will listen to our podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with more stuff. I don't know what we're going to talk about next, but I promise you'll be significantly less depressing.
I don't think it was depressing. I think we had some highs in there.
I mean, some highs in there, some lows.
Yeah. Voulez-vous coucher à toi?
Go see Moulin Rouge, the musical. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening. Say goodbye, Jeffrey.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Nobody Gets This podcast. Connect with us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at NGTPod.